And once again, good morning to everyone. Well, I'm not a stranger to this place. In the first place, this is one of the most favorite places that my wife and I should go, because this is where my brother-in-law is, Dr. Perry Arante and Heidi Arante. And we are here to serve the Lord and to serve each and every one of you. And in as much as it is Christmas, we should have a little warm up. I believe with all my heart that Jesus loves to hear us sing. Amen? And this is my favorite theme. Anyway, let's sing short songs. Something about that name, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, oh Jesus, like a fragrant after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. And kingdoms will all pass away. There is something about that name. All of us will sing now. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, oh Jesus, like a fragrant after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There's something about that name. One more song. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Yes, it's just the same, like His holy name. And that's the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Once more, all of us. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. That's the reason why I love Him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I love Him. love it because he bears love me. And now should all the love and care in my heart be free. There is no secret, everyone knows. Done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God. Is that not true? There is no secret that God doesn't know. And today we are here to praise his name. And let us just walk around the Christmas season messages. I enjoyed the 10th of this month when you presented a Christmas program. You might not believe it, we watch it in Florida, okay? And Pastor Im really did a wonderful job, okay? And I kind of thank him for giving the children's story. That's very rare. Wherever I go, sometimes they ask me to give the story for the children. And that should be so, said Dr. Nelson of university. Okay, you know what he said? Ministers should feed the lamb. That was the question of Jesus Christ to Peter. Feed the lamb, then the sheep. And that's the reason why I was so elated when I saw Pastor Im telling these stories to the children. Now let's just imagine Jesus now is about to go to Bethlehem to be born from his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. And I want to tell you in Luke chapter 11, the shepherds were there in the field, and we went down there. Fortunately, let me tell you honestly that I went with a tour of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Crusade in the mid-70s. And I found myself in the midst of good people. And so we went down to Bethlehem. And let's pause for a moment. Theologians, after theologians, debate that December is not the birth month of Jesus. And you know why? Why? It is because it was December and it was soaked with cold ice water, the field. How can they lay down and take care of their flocks? But come what may, we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And so when that announcement was given by the host of heaven, you know, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. Why is it, brothers and sisters, these are all questions, that Jesus announced, or rather the Heavenly Father announced the coming of Jesus through the shepherd. You know what? If you read about the background of the shepherd during those days, they were not reliable. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they cry, wolf, 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 but the wolf was not there. And that's the reason why so many theologians felt that why is it that God the Father made the announcement through the shepherds? Now, going down again to Bethlehem, Because the shepherds went down there. They followed the star. Let us go and see baby Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem. Now again, I would like to ask you a question. Why was it that he was born in a manger? Are all of these things new to us? No. That's just an emphasis that Jesus is giving us a good example that we should maintain humility in our hearts. Amen? Humility is the cure for everything, let me tell you. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, it says there, if only my people should humble themselves, I'm going to bless them. So this church is going to be blessed if we will follow the precepts and example of the birth of Jesus. I was so fascinated to know that Facts Nation has been announcing that without Jesus, there is no peace on earth. And I love to listen to that. Because you know how it is, politics nowadays, which I don't like politics, to be honest with you. That's the last thing that I like, politics, okay? But Facts Nation is a branch of the Fox News. And they are now proclaiming that without Jesus' birth, there is no peace on earth. And there's a question I would like to share with you. The media asked a question to Jack Keane, a general, full-fledged general, one time. I was listening to Fox News when they interviewed him. Because you see, around us as atrocities, a lot of turmoils, burning, killing, abducting, robbery. So what do you think about where we are now living on? It's scary, right? And I asked General Keane, General, can you enlighten us? What is the solution of all of this problem in this world? What do you think General Keane said? Maybe he said, well, we should improve the military. We should give them more strength. That is not what he said. Guess what he said. If you want to solve or give you the solution to solve all of this problem, you talk to Jesus. Isn't that something? A general? And he said, talk to Jesus. Could you imagine a general telling the media to talk to Jesus instead of telling them that you have to endorse President Biden to put more money in the military service so that we are strong? No, that's not what he said. But you talk to Jesus, and this is the theme that I would like to share with you, which was shared by Elder Wilson at the General Conference. Who among you, attended the General Conference? Is there anyone here? No. But you know the theme of the General Conference is what? Jesus is coming, get what? Involved. Yeah, because we are living in what we call the darkest hour of this world history. Anytime we will die, anytime we will meet accident, anytime somebody is going to harass us in our home and maybe kill us. This is what's happening right now. And we must be ready. Jesus is coming. Get involved. So do you want me to present to you a formula in which your church is going to be fully involved by the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? I'll ask you a personal question. I want you to be honest with me. Do you want your church to be a soul-winning church here in Texas Conference? May I see the hands? Not all of you, because you know what? If everyone will say that we want our church to be a soul-winning church, I am going to give you a formula that you will follow, and I want to tell you that I have tried this in the past, and the Lord has blessed it. You see, my sermon is about wait. Go back to Jerusalem. Do not leave that place until what? You are going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Because you know why? I'll give you an example. I was just thinking in a practical way that Jesus was just scrutinizing the hearts of the disciples. Remember in Gethsemane, he went down there to pray and he asked the disciples to be with him, right? To pray with him and to give him moral support. That did happen. They slept. Okay. What happened again? When he was there about to be crucified, Peter denied him 3 times. Now, in many cases, Jesus Christ, humanly speaking, was thinking, I have to do something about my brothers so that if I leave them, they are ready to be get involved. And so Jesus did something. When he was resurrected, I don't need to tell you or read the Bible. You all know about this. When he was resurrected, the angels appeared to the Marys, Mary Magdalene and another Mary, and also to the disciples. And they told them that Jesus was resurrected. And that they should go tell the brothers of Jesus, the disciples, tell them to go to Galilee because Jesus is going to what? To meet them over there. So what happened again? I'm just telling you stories here right now. You will enjoy it, okay? When Jesus appeared in Galilee, oh, they were all surprised. And they worship him. But some of them, according to the Bible, did not believe that he was Jesus Christ until he showed his hands, the palm of his hands, especially Thomas. Okay. Mind you, all of these things are in the heart of Jesus. So what did he do? After they asked him, Master or teacher, are you going to establish the kingdom of Israel? And what did he say? It's not me to decide. It's my heavenly Father that will decide, not me. And all of these things he had in mind. So all of a sudden he told them, you go back to Jerusalem and do not leave that place. Wait until what? The Holy Spirit is going to baptize you. John the Baptist baptized you with water, but heaven is going to baptize you with the power of God, which is the Holy Spirit. All of these things have happened, oh God. But let me tell you another part of the story when I went with this evangelical group. That was in the mid-70s. We were marching towards Golgotha, Mount Golgotha. And the tour guide is a seasoned evangelist. He knows what he's talking about. And he sings so good. And I'm telling you, just to pause for a moment, when we were about to reach the pinnacle or the top of the mountain where the three crosses were put on, he started to sing on a hill far away. Kindly play that. My wife Wilma is going to be my pianist all the time. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old song, what a dearest and blessed, in a world of love, suffering was laid. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to that old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I believe on a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause, has surrendered and earth is no more, I still cling to that old rugged cross. He holds my hand. Jesus is holding our hands right now. Jesus holds my hand. Safely through heavens, he leads the way. He is my keeper from day to day. He holds my hand. Jesus holds my hand. The Savior is strong, and he holds my hand. I believe on a hill called Mount Calvary. You love that song, right? I believe whatever. Praise the Lord. What a moment for Jesus. And now, Jesus was there in Galilee, and the disciples worship him. But let me tell you that, going back to what I said a while ago before, I'll tell you a real story that happened. Jesus made an emphasis that if you want, that your membership is going to enlarge, or rather more coming to worship the Lord, you have to follow the formula of what I'm going to tell you. Go back to Jerusalem. Do not leave that place. Wait. Did you know that the word wait is very important? That is one of the words that Jesus left to his disciples. An evangelical pastor told me that the word war, wait, to me is one of the most important words. Because you see, if somebody is waiting for you, sometimes you give him or give her a call and say, a couple of minutes, some more, a couple of minutes, please wait. And this was the nature of Jesus when he told the disciples to wait patiently so that the blessing, the power is going to baptize them in that moment. What happened? Acts chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. You read that when you reach home. Well, they were all baptized by the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you. They were all baptized by the Holy Spirit. And I like to tell you that they spoke in tongues. You know what that means? My wife did not understand what it means. It means speak in tongues. Whatever is your original language, maybe it's Spanish or Filipino or Portuguese or English, use that to bring more souls to the feet of Jesus. Amen? That's it. Okay. And that is what I do. And did you know that we followed that example in 1988? You want to hear a true story? One day, I was in my office because I never, let me tell you with humility, was hired by conferences to pastor, just like Pastor Im, you know, and get a full salary. This is honest to goodness, I never experienced getting a full salary. It's always a stipend. It's always part-time. And some of my fellow ministers said, how will you go on? And you know what I tell them? God always provides until now. God always provides. And I like to tell you, it's really a miracle that sometimes money is coming through the mail. Amen? Why? It is because it is the Holy Spirit that touched the hearts of the people. You know, I have a call card, a simple one. And it tells that to you, that your donation is tax deductible. But that's not the most important. It is going to help Tony and his wife going around the United States to preach the message of salvation that Jesus is coming soon. Amen? That's it. And my heart is full of the beauty of glory. And you know, okay, let's go ahead because it's going to be too long now. A friend of mine, a contemporary by the name of Epifino Makalintal, he used to be in other words, a treasurer of a conference, a North American division. No, I'm sorry, North Philippine Union division. But he was promoted to be a president. And all of a sudden, one day, I got a long distance from him. You wanna hear what he said? Tony, you have brought the Heritage Singers in 1975. And you sang in the hall from the south to the north of the Philippines. Oh, there were a lot of baptisms. You know the Heritage Singers, USA? They're very popular, good singers for the Lord. I brought them over there, and I don't know how the Lord gave me the money to pay their salaries, hotels, and also their food while we stayed there for 1 month. But let me tell you, my beloved brothers and sisters of Beaumont Church, there were a lot of rebaptisms because of the singing. There were a lot of new baptized. And so Elder Makalintal told me, Tony, do you want to duplicate how the Lord used you here in the Philippines? I have just accepted the call to be the president of North Philippine Union. And I wanted to launch a major effort to be held in PICC. You know that PICC? Philippine, what was that now? Philippine International Convention Center. It can accommodate 7,000 people. And I said, how can I do that? We need a lot of money. And you know what he told me? The Lord is going to give you that money so that you can come here. And you know what? I asked them. I followed the blueprint of Jesus Christ now. Go back to Jerusalem and do not leave that place until you are going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And I challenged Elder Makalintal and told him, okay, I'll accept the challenge, but 3 months before the crusade, I want you to have a season of prayer. He was just capitalizing on the Metro Manila Lay Preachers Association. There were over 100 of them. I want you to have a season of prayer, and I want you to give a circular around the North Philippine Mission that churches should pray that the Holy Spirit is going to be involved, and there will be a lot of reapings during that time. You may not believe it. In short, after 3 months, we went down there. Who is Tony Zeman? I'm nothing. I always tell my wife. But the Lord, you know, is always with me. And so we started to preach. This is 1 month. 5 nights a week. We should have a break too, okay? 5 months. At the end of the crusade, make a guess. How many baptisms do you think the Lord gave us through the Holy Spirit? Make a guess. I'm going to give a Bible to the one that will be able to guess. How many? How much? You are close to it. You know what? Miracles upon miracles. And this was in the Mishpah. 1,400 plus was baptized. Who is Tony Zeman? I'm nothing. Sometimes I even forget what I'm going to say because of age. But let me tell this to you, that Jesus is always there. And I am reminded of my dad, who was killed during World War II because he was a soldier. Early in the morning, that was December, he went out to report to General MacArthur. I was only 6 years old. Okay, 6 years old. And you know what he told me? Because I'm his junior. Son, I am going to leave you, but I know that Jesus is going to take care of you. And whenever you have some problems, you know who to call. You call Jesus and talk to him, and he's going to bless and guide you. And I always have this in my heart until now. And you might not believe it, I haven't seen my dad, because when he was killed during World War II together with his platoon, I don't know where they buried them. The Imperial Japanese Army, that was their practice. They will just bury you any place during those days. And until now, I don't know where they buried them. But you know what? My consolation is, when Jesus will come, I'm going to see my dad face to face. And another one to encourage you. My mother, who died at the age of 105, her grandmother was 115. That's why Dr. Perry is telling me that our lineage is so long. Okay, I might reach 100. You don't know. You know what my mother told me a few days before he passed away? Tony, hold my hands and grip it. I want you to be loyal and faithful to the Lord. I don't want you to go back to real estate business anymore, because I used to be in that Because without that real estate business, I cannot bring the heritage. I cannot sponsor a major crusade, by the way, okay? And a lot of things that the conferences needed that time, I'm humble to tell you, even churches were built through this real estate business. But my mother told me not to go back to it. Stick where you are, and I will see you at the dawn of eternal day. I will see you. Let me tell you in closing, my wife and I have been in the Lord's work, I think, forever. I gave a circular to Pastor Im and Elder Marcos. That was the last circular that I have in North American Division. I graduated or retired in December 2018. But you know what happened? They called us back. And my wife said, because she is a survivor of cancer, 2011 in Orlando. I would like to tell this to you because I love your church. After the surgery, Dr. Ho, he was a Korean too, Pastor Im. You know what he said to me? I'm just glad that you are a minister. And you are going to continue to pray for your wife. And I'd like to tell you that if he passed 5 years, that she will be okay. In other words, if I found out that the cancer was already spread in her body and that it was good for 5 years. But here's my wife playing the piano. Amen? Still, she is alive. And when North American Division called us again, he was the one who told me, you better accept it. Because I promised the Lord that I'm going to die in the ministry. Pardon me for being so emotional. My beloved brothers and sisters, we are living in what we call the darkest hour of this world history. Do you want to promise the Lord at this moment that through His help, through His graces, that we will stick to His promises and that we will be loyal and faithful unto Him and will carry on the church responsibility is supposed to be for Pastor Im and Brother Marcos. But it should be enhanced in your church, in your hands. Will you promise the Lord that you're going to adopt at least one in your life? And that one friend of yours you are going to pray for, you are going to visit with. This is what we did in different churches, and a lot of baptisms came out. Amen? A lot of baptisms. Adopt a friend. What did I say? Adopt a friend. And stick with him or with her until she will fully give his heart or her heart to Jesus. And I want to tell you that Pastor Im is going to baptize new converts every month. Amen? Is Pastor Im around? I want to tell you that if he is listening, I want him to come here in front here and dedicate the church. He and Brother Marcos will come here and dedicate the church. I want this church to be a good example here in Texas Conference. By the way, I was connected in Texas Conference before. They know me, okay, as an evangelist. And that is the reason why I am appealing to each and every one of you to stick to the theme of our general conference. What was the theme? Jesus is coming. Get involved. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm going to sing the last song. And I want Brother Marcos and Pastor Eve to come here in front to dedicate the congregation later on. I cannot memorize this song, but I'm going to read it. You will like this song, I'm telling you. The theme of the Bible is Jesus and how he died to save man. The plan of salvation assures us his coming back again. Are you ready for Jesus to come? Are you faithful in all that you do? Have you fought a good fight? Have you stood for the right of others since Jesus? Are you ready to stand in your place? Are you ready to look on his face? Can you look up and say, don't cling to the world and its treasure. This earth will soon pass away. Oh, give him your love without measure. His calling. Faithful in all that you do. Have you fought a good fight? Have you stood for the right? Have others seen Jesus in you? Are you ready to stand in? Are you ready to look on his face? Can you look up and say, this is my Lord? Are you ready for Jesus? Are you ready for Jesus to come? The beautiful song has appealed to my heart. And I believe that also appealed to your heart. If there's somebody here today who wants to reconsecrate his life to the Lord, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. I want you to stand before we pray. If any one of you wants to rededicate your life for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and if any one of you at this moment would adopt a friend and tell that friend, come with me and we will meet together Jesus who is coming very soon. I was just hoping that Pastor Eve is here, but oh, here. Kindly, both of you are going to dedicate this congregation because I am willing to help them with the program that we have with the North American Division, Adopt a Friend. And I was telling them a while ago, Pastor Im, that maybe as the Lord already blessed us, I already have done this formula in different places and a lot of souls have been baptized, you know. And you will be baptizing every month, I believe in that, by God's grace. So, Pastor Marcos is going to pray and Pastor Im is going to close it. Remember what you said. You are going to rededicate your life. Jesus is coming. Let's get involved. It's my prayer.